So what else would we have heard on Channel 8 last night had you been there?
Well, one thing we were going to talk about is something that you talked about last week, and that is about the Free Staters that seem to get themselves a lot of press. I don't know if that's the press they are looking for or if it was the exact press that they were looking for. We were going to talk about that philosophically we agree on some of their issues on paper when they say more efficient government, less government.
Absolutely.
I think we can all sit down and you know, Republican, Democrat, Independent, Libertarian, Free Staters, whatever, we can agree to that. But, you know, as we all know, at some point you have to come in civil-minded, and you've got to come in and bring an idea that everybody can work with. And, you know, all of us that have been elected know if you go in and just start screaming and pounding your fist, you just alienate everybody else that you're trying to bring on forth. So I kind of question, I understand what they're asking. I just kind of question their tactics.
Well, interestingly enough, my co-host last week was Mark Edgington, who is a co-host on Free Talk Live and moved to Keene from Florida, I think Sarasota area. In my opinion, and it's why I asked him to be on the air with me, Mark is the most reasonable and rational of our local Free Staters. And he and I had coffee prior to the show, several days prior to the show, to kick it around a little bit. And he's probably listening, so he can certainly call in for himself. But he told me that, in his opinion, there are two Free State Project efforts underway in this state. There is what's going on here locally that we see, as I like to refer to them, the Mickey Mouse Club, a bunch of kids having fun while they wait to grow up. And then there's what's going on the other side of the mountain, he tells me, where the project over there is actually getting people elected to the state legislature and to various selectmen boards and other boards and commissions in their respective communities. So they're trying to affect change from within. The people we are dealing with over here in mostly Keene are just jumping up and down, and I would say they're not winning hearts and minds along the way. And I know, Judd, I've seen your name on their website, so you're not going to get a Christmas card this year.
Well, that's a disappointment, but I guess I'll make do. But I agree. I think it's very interesting that that they picked this county. I think it was a strategically a bad decision. And that I think they've chose this because of the very liberal, very strong Democratic background, thinking that they would get a sympathetic ear as they came in with all these demands. And I think they lost track of the fact that in reality is that a very strong Democratic group tend to be very pro-government.
Yeah.
So they're look at where we are now. A lot of legislation is that's trying to get the government more and more involved, not less involved. So.
Yeah. Good morning, caller. You were on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Good morning. Oh, okay. I'm just making sure I was on the air. I can never really tell.
Okay.
But I was actually calling in to talk about the subject you're on right now, gay marriage, and I thought it would be worth pointing out why have government involved in marriage at all if it truly is a matter of separation of church and state, and people do believe that marriage is a church-like thing. Why have government handing out licenses in the first place? Shouldn't it just be left up to the church in and of itself? I mean, otherwise, you know, everybody kind of gets what they want that way. You could have, you know, if it's just a word that people can't get over, then if you're not really comfortable with gay people calling themselves married, you just call them partnered. But if they're going to call themselves married, who really cares? I mean, it all seems kind of, honestly, childish that people would argue over semantics and that other people would say, well, we should intervene in these people's relationships. And I think you guys are on the right track in that, you know, if people want to make that commitment and all that, and I totally agree with you, but I just think that it's kind of silly to have, you know, some guy sitting behind the desk saying, you can get married, you can't, you can get married, you can't. And it'd be better if you just didn't have that, if you just left it up to the church.
I guess I don't necessarily disagree with you as to why is the state involved, and I just have to imagine that once upon a time the state wasn't involved, that there weren't licenses and permits to be had in order for two people, regardless of their sexes, to get married. Good morning, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Patrick from freeteam.com.
Well, hello, Patrick. How are you today?
I'm pretty good, but a couple weeks ago, my friend Sam was arrested for filming in the public lobby of the district court.
I hadn't read anything about that.
Oh, well, I was arrested as well.
Were you doing, pray tell?
Well, I was listening to him yelling out in pain, and so I was staying around to try and make sure he was okay.
Why was he yelling in pain?
I guess he had a some sort of thing on his wrist that got caught in with the handcuffs or something.
Oh dear.
And they dragged him. Of course, they dragged him into another room, and they also, I guess, didn't lock the handcuffs, and so it tightened up even further and really sort of really hurt his wrist.
Huh.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lawsuit in the making.
I don't know. But the main reason I'm calling in, though, is that I was arrested as well, and I was basically just arrested for staying there and trying to make sure he was okay.
Uh-huh. And did you make sure that he was okay by staying there?
Well, I think I did a better job by staying there than I would have if I just left, immediately left the scene.
Okay. Well, thank you for your thoughts and opinions today, and good luck in court.